Hello and welcome to another episode of Gemstone Mine. I'm John, and today we have another episode of what I guess I'm calling multifaceted at this point. These are the more free-form episodes without a lot of scripting beforehand, where I'm going to pick out a card to talk about that I think has some interesting implications, whether it is something that you are seeing play in your metagame or you're building around in your own deck. And today, I want to talk about a card that may be going a little bit overlooked from the new Kawigama Neon Dynasty set. And that card is Containment Construct. Containment Construct is 2 mana for a 2/1 artifact creature construct with, whenever you discard a card, you may exile that card from your graveyard. If you do, you may play that card this turn. So the reason this is interesting is this bears a lot of resemblance to a card which did go overlooked for the longest time from Strixhaven. That card that I'm pulling up on screen now is called Conspiracy Theorist. 1 and a red for a creature human shaman, a 2/2 with. Whenever Conspiracy Theorist attacks, you may pay 1 and discard a card. If you do, draw a card. And whenever you discard 1 or more non-land cards, you may exile 1 of them from your graveyard. If you do, you may cast it this turn. So there is a reason why Conspiracy Theorist interests me. And that is that within the past few weeks, there's been some interesting developments around it. Some brewers over on the Krark Discord, shoutouts to Ken at StackedEDH, observed that there is an interesting interaction between Conspiracy Theorist and Survival of the Fittest. Survival of the Fittest being an enchantment from Exodus, 1 and a green for the activated ability of green. Choose and discard a creature card, search your library for a creature card, reveal that card, put it into your hand, then shuffle. This card, when combined with Conspiracy Theorist and also Containment Construct, allows you to essentially have your cake and eat it too, in that the creature that you discard does not necessarily need to go to your graveyard. Instead, you can discard it essentially into exile, get the creature that you wanted to get anyway, and you have options to cast both of those creatures. Now, there are some subtle differences between Conspiracy Theorist and Containment Construct. In a lot of ways, people are arguing that Containment Construct is better. Number one, it's colorless. It could go into any deck that potentially wants to make use of this technology. On the other, Containment Construct does lose a point of toughness compared to Conspiracy Theorist. I would argue that Conspiracy Theorist has slightly more interesting creature types and more useful creature types. Conspiracy Theorist also has a way to start you discarding basically whenever you want. As long as you can trigger an attack, you can start a discard going, discard a card for a single mana, and then get your draw off of it and still have the card you discarded to play with later. The difference here is that Conspiracy Theorist only gives you one bite at the apple, so to speak, for every grip of cards that you discard. So this means that if you were to combine Conspiracy Theorist with effects like Wheel of Fortune, which instructs you to discard your hand and then draw 7 cards, instead, Conspiracy Theorist will let you take one of those cards and exile it to use later. Whereas a card like Containment Construct will let you exile all of those cards and play them later. At the time I'm recording this, there are no specific release notes out on Containment Construct, but that seems to be the way the card works. The other reason the card is interesting, as I mentioned, it is colorless. And being colorless, that means you are not wed to being in a green or red deck in order to use the combination of Conspiracy Theorist and Survival of the Fittest. It was also pointed out that Containment Construct could slot in alongside of another card which was considered when Conspiracy Theorist's technology was shown. And that card is Artificer's Intuition. Artificer's Intuition is a very similar card to Survival of the Fittest. 1 and a blue for an enchantment with blue, discard an artifact card, search your library for an artifact card with a mana value of 1 or less, reveal it, put it into your hand, then shuffle. So this card has been around since 5th Dawn, but it has not been a particularly interesting card of late. The reason it's become more interesting is potentially using it alongside one of these two creatures. Unlike Survival of the Fittest, Artificer's Intuition limits you to only getting a 1 mana value or less artifact. Important thing to note here, it has the more classic templating as compared to something like Urza's Saga, which specifically cards with a casting cost of 0 or 1 generic mana. Artificer's Intuition is a mana value of 1 or less, so that means you can get something that is a colored mana, a generic mana, or something that has a X in its casting cost or 0. Any one of those are basically good to go with Artificer's Intuition. Now, unlike Survival of the Fittest, you cannot use Artificer's Intuition to go grab your containment construct. Once you do, though, there are some interesting lines that open up. At the moment, the card has not really truly been broken yet. There has been some exploration around using cards like Lion's Eye Diamond as a zero-mana artifact you can tutor up with Artificer's Intuition, which you can then crack for 3 mana of any one color. Your whole hand, the discard your hand clause on Lion's Eye Diamond, is essentially negated by the presence of Containment Construct. With that being said, it is still not quite perfect because the lines that have been found using Lion's Eye Diamond through Artificer's Intuition with a Containment Construct in play basically revolve around having multiple Lion's Eye Diamonds in your decks. Technology being used for things like Legacy, not so much for Commander, where we are limited to a single copy of Lion's Eye Diamond. This is the main reason why the card is really quite interesting, but there are a few other cases where it is interesting outside of the Survival of the Fittest and Artificer's Intuition lines. There are a lot of cards where, essentially, discarding a card is part of a negative cost that you have to look at. One commander who comes to mind fairly quickly for both Containment Construct and Conspiracy Theorist would be Riel the Everwise. Riel is 1, a blue and a red for a legendary creature human wizard to 0/3, and she gets +1/+0 for each instant and sorcery card in your graveyard. And whenever you discard one or more cards for the first time each turn, draw that many cards. These cards are a potentially interesting fit into Riel decks where you are going to be discarding cards anyway. The difficulty is that Riel is already helping you to overcome some of that quote-unquote cost that discarding cards has by giving you additional cards back. The difference here is that both Containment Construct and Conspiracy Theorist also let you use the cards that you discarded. In a very similar way to how they interacted with Survival of the Fittest, you can throw away cards and potentially play them later in the turn. Just keep in mind that Conspiracy Theorist will only give you one of those cards, and Containment Construct would potentially give you access to all of them. The cards are only good until end of turn, so by the time you get to the next turn, they are basically gone forever if you chose to exile them. That said, it is a May clause on Containment Construct, and I believe it is also a May clause on Conspiracy Theorist. Yes, it is. That means you do not necessarily have to put them into exile. You can put them into your graveyard instead if you have a reanimator theme of some kind going. Now, there are other cards which come to mind when I look at Containment Construct and Conspiracy Theorist. One card that often comes to mind with this would be a card like, what's it called? Scourge Familiar. This was a card originally present in Urza's Saga, 4 and a black, for a 3-2 creature Phyrexian Imp. It has flying and discard a card, add black. Combined with something like Containment Construct, you can throw a card into exile using Containment Construct, have the black mana from Scourge Familiar, and potentially use Scourge Familiar as a way to cheat on mana costs, getting you basically a free mana towards whatever it is you would like to cast. As noted, Containment Construct being colorless means you are not necessarily stuck in Rakdos. You can do this with just black in your base. So let's take a look at what other cards require you to discard essentially as a cost. So let's look for the phrase discard a card. There's going to be a lot more than we're going to be able to look at here. 470 cards. One piece of templating to potentially look at would be with the phrase, you may discard a card. Oftentimes, that is going to be a prelude to a rummaging type effect. We can see that on cards here like Academy Raider, 2 and a red for a 1-1 Intimidate, who lets you rummage when you deal combat damage. Aki Ronin from this Kawigama Neon Dynasty set. Same thing, if a samurai or a warrior you control attacks alone, you can discard a card. If you do, draw a card. So rummaging, and then by extension, looting is another way that you can potentially combine these effects together to be able to minimize the cost of that. Armix is actually one of the partner commanders from Commander Legends that looks particularly interesting with this technology. So Armix Filigree Thrasher is 2 and a black for a 3-2 legendary artifact creature Golem, which has whenever Armix Filigree Thrasher attacks, you may discard a card. When you do, target creature defending player controls gets -X/-X until end of turn, where X is the number of artifacts you control, plus the number of artifact cards in your graveyard. So technically, Containment Construct would reduce the effectiveness of the discard if you had planned to discard an artifact, so that Armix would make the creature slightly less small, shrink it down less with the -X/-X, but that amount of difference, you still have the flexibility to just put the card into the graveyard. On the other hand, it lets you basically get the free trigger to shrink a creature down and get a free piece of removal while then getting to cast the card later in the turn. So Armix is potentially a really good home for cards like Containment Construct and like Conspiracy Theorist. Potentially doing it in a shell with either green or red or both. Green adding in the Survival of the Fittest lines. Red bringing you Conspiracy Theorist, so you have some redundancy on the effect. Blue is also interesting when combined with Artificer's Intuition, as you could potentially combine Armix with... There, oh, I spelled the name right on the first try. Ghost of Ramirez de Pietro, another one of the partner commanders from Commander Legends. This is a 2 and a blue for a 2-3 legendary creature spirit pirate with partner. Ghost of Ramirez de Pietro can't be blocked by creatures with toughness 3 or greater, and... Whenever Ghost of Ramirez DiPietro deals combat damage to a player, choose up to one card in a graveyard that was discarded or put there from a library this turn. Put that card into its owner's hand. So Ramirez would let you sort of mimic some of the benefits that Containment Construct or Conspiracy Theorist would bring to the table, but having into the command zone. Would slot in well alongside some of the Artificer's Intuition packages that are potentially out there. Let's look through a couple more cards in the Scryfall search to see if anything else kind of jumps out at us as another way we can break parity. Bag of Holding is another card. Shoutouts to Cobblepot of the Mind Sculptors. Bag of Holding is a card that Cobblepot has been building with several different iterations of a technology called Shadow Bag. Bag of Holding is a one mana artifact which reads, whenever you discard a card, exile that card from your graveyard. So a triggered effect. 2, tap, draw a card, then discard a card. And 4, tap, sacrifice Bag of Holding, return all cards exiled with Bag of Holding to their owner's hand. So it doesn't replace Containment Construct. It offers you a potential out to start the discarding. But the payoff is considerably worse than Containment Construct if you're going to be using it for short-term value, whereas Bag of Holding would be better for more long-term types of things. Cobblepot has been combining this with a card called Shadow of the Grave, an often-forgotten card from Amon Khet, 1 and a black for an instant, return to your hand all cards put into your graveyard that you cycled or discarded this turn, essentially letting you buy back cards that you've already quote-unquote spent, with the idea being that these cards could potentially combine well in a quote-unquote fail case of an ad nauseum, where if you had drawn or if you had put the top 20 cards of your library into your hand and then had to discard down to hand size, you could get those cards back potentially at a later date. What Cobblepot had combined these with is cards like Bone Miser. Bone Miser is 4 and a black for a 4-4 creature zombie wizard with, whenever you discard a creature card, create a 2-2 black zombie creature token. Whenever you discard a land card, add black to your mana pool, and whenever you discard a non-creature, non-land card, draw a card. Bone Miser, in combination with something like Containment Construct, allows you to cheat the cost of discarding cards very nicely. It has some similarities to Scourge Familiar that we looked at before. It doesn't give you an outlet to discard into the way Scourge Familiar does, but it does allow you to pitch land cards to get mana. It does let you get creature tokens, which you could potentially use for other things. Black loves sacrificing creatures. And if it's anything other than a creature or a land, if you discard an instant, a sorcery, an artifact, an enchantment, a planeswalker, you just draw a card. This is a self-benefiting version of Waste Not, another very favorite card of mine. So the package has some new potential additions to it. This is probably something that could be built around. Zombies are relatively easy to fetch up. Wizards are also quite easy to fetch up. Bone Miser could go alongside Armix that we looked at before as a potential way to have an interesting commander. There is a lot of neat stuff that can happen just in the color of black. You would kind of get to pick and choose what other pieces you would want to combine with it. There's a lot of other potential lines to look at with Containment Construct and Conspiracy Theorist. One thing I do want to make sure I make note of, though, before we call this episode to a close, is that there are some issues when you try to overcome a replacement effect. So, let's look at Rest in Peace. One and a white for an enchantment. When Rest in Peace enters the battlefield, exile all graveyards. If a card or token we put into a graveyard from anywhere, exile it instead. This is a replacement effect. A replacement effect will make it so that the other effect essentially never happens. Containment Construct is going to look for you to discard a card and then take the card out of the graveyard and into your hand, into exile instead. If Rest in Peace is in play, Rest in Peace will already have exiled the card when Containment Construct goes to look in the graveyard for the card you're going to exile. Unfortunately, it does not let you replace that exile effect. On the other hand, a card like Planar Void, which is much less played, but Planar Void is a one black mana enchantment which states, whenever another card is put into a graveyard from anywhere, exile that card. This is a triggered effect instead of a replacement effect. So you could use Containment Construct or Conspiracy Theorist alongside of an effect like this. I want to look at one more just because I don't remember the wording on Leyline of the Void offhand. I think it is a replacement effect as well, though. Yes, so Leyline of the Void, if an opponent has it in play, it reads, if a card we put into an opponent's graveyard from anywhere, exile it instead. So it's not going to let you get around a opponent's Leyline of the Void either. That's okay. That's kind of what I expected looking at the cards, but I wanted to double check it as long as I was thinking about it. So that about covers it. There's still a lot to explore with these really weird cards, Containment Construct and Conspiracy Theorist, and I think they're worth a look at if you want to have some fun trying to build off of the beaten path. What about you? Any thoughts about brewing with these cards? Have you already made use of them in some neat new list? We want to hear about it. Let us know in the comments on YouTube, where we are Gemstone Mine Podcast. You can add us on Twitter, where we are at GemstoneMineMTG, or you can send us an email, where we are GemstoneMinePodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm John, and this is Gemstone Mine.